broadcasting from the shores of El Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
Is there any substantive reason to worry about them?
If people set out to disrupt town hall meetings to intimidate people who sincerely want to discuss...
He went further and dug his hole even deeper, burying Barack Obama, I should say, even deeper.
Hey,
by...
It's Tiger. I need you to do me a huge favor.
I was born of a whore and bred as an assassin.
You blew it!
World famous Phil Hendry Show here every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast and 4 a.m. on the East Coast. A news, talk, and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about, where reality is the bitch and through the looking glass we go each and every night here. The Alice in Wonderland of talk radio, showing you both sides of the reality. Coming up tonight, Al Gore discusses the hacked global emails. The New York Times puts out a holiday gift guide for people of color, which has got people, I guess people of color, upset. I think it's called like the Mocha Guide or something. It's like Mocha. It has the word Mocha in it. It's got some people seriously wigged out. Tiger Woods has left these text messages now, and these text messages have been released. So we're going to discuss that coming up here in this first hour with Bobby Dooley and Steve Dooley, the Western Estates Homeowners Association. There's going to be a planned ceremony honoring Tiger Woods. There had been, at least, in the United States Congress, if you're ready for this, there was at least one U.S. lawmaker who had proposed awarding the golfer a congressional medal. This is not the Congressional Medal of Honor or anything like that. It must be something that they give to outstanding civilians. This was Joe Baca of California. He introduced the measure in March. And on the line with me is Bobby and Steve Dooley to talk about that. I want to just mention to you guys that you can go to our website, philhenryshow.com, and watch the video of the show, as well as listen to our show on many of our great affiliates across the country. If you're not in earshot of an affiliate, we have live streaming audio, and we have downloads the next day of the show. We also keep a five-day video archive, and you can join us at Twitter tonight and talk about the show at twitter.com/PhilHendryShow. That's Phil Hendry Show. And we're on Facebook, too, facebook.com/PhilHendry. Bobby and Steve Dooley, Western Estates Homeowners Association. Ms. Dooley, welcome to our program. Thanks for joining us.
Well, we're very grateful that you had us on, Phil, and we're very, very grateful to be able to talk about this.
It's important to you. Why? And let me just tell people, before you answer that, Bobby, that you really want to see Tiger Woods get this award because of the things that he's accomplished, even though there has been all of this news, very unflattering news lately, about him. And let me do one more thing here.
You know, Phil, a couple of things.
Could you just hold on? I want to give our number out. 877-876-PHIL. 877-876-PHIL. And I'm just making a note here. Go ahead, Bobby. I'm sorry.
That's all right. Tiger Woods, Phil, I think we have to look at in the context of what he has achieved. Western Estates Homeowners Association, in conjunction with other gated communities in the area, has decided to award Tiger Woods the honorary congressional medal that Representative Baca, at the end of the day, really didn't have the moral courage to at least try to propose to the United States Congress. The reason why we feel that we're very honored to award him with this honorary congressional award can be summed up really in this very simple statement. 1997, the Masters, he wins by 9 shots. In the year 2000, he won the U.S. Open. In the year 2000, he also won the Open Championship.
Ms. Dooley, we know all of his accomplishments.
If I could just finish my statement, Phil.
All right, but we know his accomplishments.
Well, no, I don't think we do. I don't think people really know who this man is. In 2001, he won the Masters. He won it again in 2002. He won the U.S. Open in 2002. In 2005, the Masters again.
Again.
In 2006, he won the Open Championship.
If I go online, I can see all of these accomplishments.
You can see all of the accomplishments, Phil, if you're curious enough. But if you don't really know Tiger Woods, then you don't really understand the man, and you only get one side of the man. I just wanted to bring up one other thing. Tiger Woods in 1997 was the number one earner on the PGA Tour. He held that position with the exception of 2 years all the way through 2007. In 2008, he was number two. And again, this year, he was number one. There are so many other areas that we can explore having to do with Tiger Woods and what he has accomplished, yes, not just as a young golfer, but yes, as a black golfer. And we're very, very honored on Saturday to be able to present to him this honorary congressional medal that we hope he will accept in the spirit that it is given.
Now, I want to ask something. Is Mr. Woods coming to your ceremony?
We are very hopeful that he will.
But you have no confirmation of him coming to your ceremony?
We don't want to comment on that right now.
All right. Let me ask you this. You're calling this an honorary congressional medal. Is it not the congressional medal, then? This is an honorary congressional medal.
It is the honorary version of the congressional medal that would have been given to him had Representative Baca had the moral, I think the moral courage.
It's really about the moral courage, Mr. Manager.
And I think just the basic courage to say, you know, we have to recognize even when a man is, you know, allegedly involved in some things.
Well, it's not alleged. These are affairs and text messages,
mm-hmm.
and dalliances with other women.
And it is unfortunate. And I don't want you to think that, you know, our hearts and our prayers don't go out to Tiger. And it's unfortunate. We don't really see where it has anything to do with the man. Again, you can look at the PGA wins, over 70 of them. There's no other golfer in the history of the sport that has achieved what he's achieved in the time that he achieved it. 38 European Tour wins, two Japan, Jap Tour wins.
It's not called the Jazz, is it called the Jap Tour?
It's the Japan Tour, I think.
Yeah.
It's the Japan Tour. I'm sorry, Phil. Asian Tour wins one. The PGA Tour of Australasia won.
But again, okay, so I'm not... If you want to give him this award, that's fine.
Well, we didn't really accept your invitation to be on the program because we wanted to argue about this. We are simply letting people know... the Tiger Woods will be presented with this award, and if they don't understand that, we can certainly bring up the name of O.J. Simpson. Are you going to deny that O.J. Simpson won the Heisman Trophy?
I am not going to deny that, no.
Then you cannot deny that he was drafted number one by the Buffalo Bills. He was the first man to break 2,000 yards in a season, breaking the single-season rushing record of Jim Brown. You cannot deny the greatness of O.J. Simpson. And I think people will understand that in that context.
Well, I think you brought up the wrong name, to be honest with you.
Really, what?
I think that the name O.J. Simpson is typical of the name of someone who people don't like and would not care about his accomplishments.
Well, you know what? I think that's a matter of argument. I don't agree with that. If you don't like that name, Roman Polanski, are you going to tell me that he didn't make Rosemary's Baby, that he didn't make Chinatown? The point that I'm trying to make here is very simple. There comes a time in certain people's lives that they have achieved so much. It really doesn't matter what they've done. It is so outstanding. It is so beyond what any of us could do.
Yeah, this is really the point of it, Mr. Henry, of what he did.
There comes a time in certain people's lives that they have been able to scale heights that you and I will never reach, that they have been able to win victories and become victorious in battles that you and I might run in fear from. And these are so profound that it just doesn't matter anymore.
It really doesn't.
It doesn't matter anymore what a man does.
Yeah. Right, you're telling me that in the case of an O.J. Simpson, for instance, who is alleged to have, and frankly, all the evidence points to the fact that he committed cold-blooded murder in two people, that his achievements outweigh that.
I am not saying that it was not a very tragic instance for Mr. Simpson. It was a low point for him. What I am saying is his achievements have been so outstanding.
What? I'd like to ask you a question.
If you let me finish. His achievements have been so outstanding. O.J. killed in his private life. Let's remember that.
Yeah, because of the privacy of it, Mr. Henry. And
Steve and I were talking about this, Phil, that this was O.J.'s... This is his personal life. And the fact that he committed homicide in his private life, not his professional athletic career... In other words, what it's saying...
No. This is not his private life. The murder that he committed...
No, what I am saying, Phil...
The murder that he committed is very, very public. Very, very public. Because it involves the police, and it involves us as taxpayers. It involves us as concerned citizens when we see the law violated in such a way.
What I am saying, if you'll let me finish, because you're missing my point, this was done in his private time, is what I'm saying. It was not done professionally. It was not something that he's known for. This is not any of your business other than the police, yes.
And no, it is my business as a taxpayer.
But it has nothing to do with, and it really doesn't rise up to the level of the things he's achieved. Let's talk about Roman Polanski for a minute.
Well, I disagree.
Let's talk about Roman. I know you disagree. Let's talk about Roman Polanski. Roman Polanski made some of the most beautiful films that have ever been made. Did he molest a child? I don't know. They say he did. But do you realize that what Roman Polanski was able to achieve in his life, to escape the Germans, to escape the Nazis, to make Rosemary's Baby and Chinatown, maybe the two greatest films ever made? Yes, there is a point where you have to say even child molestation has to be put into some context.
Yeah.
Oh, I can't agree with that.
You have to put it into some context, Phil.
I mean, I know that Roman Polanski is a great film director, and I'll give you that. And I like his movies, and I've watched a lot of his movies.
Phil, you have to put this into context. Why should a molestation or a rape charge that was done 40 or 50, I don't even know how long ago it was.
It was 30 years ago.
All right. Same difference, you know.
No, not the same difference. This woman is in her 40s now that was molested.
All right. So, in other words, she's older than me. And I don't want to say get over it, and I won't say get over it.
No, I don't think you should.
But I will tell you this. That young woman, where she's sitting in front of me right now, I would say to her, you know what? It's Roman Polanski. Look at what he's done. And I know that if someone sat down with her and said, it was Roman Polanski, my God, I bet you if she thought about it, she would probably think, you know, that is pretty, pretty interesting. It's pretty good. Not so much that I was molested, but my molestation doesn't really register, you know?
Yeah, it's like a seismograph, Mr. Henry. If you molest a kid, yeah, okay, it's bad. Is it register on a seismograph? No. But a movie, do.
The things that he did, those do register.
So Tiger Woods, what he did in his professional life, okay.
Well, so your audience really doesn't care what these celebrities do in their private lives. I mean, it's fodder for conversation, but what we remember more than anything else are their achievements. Kobe Bryant, another case in point. He is alleged to have bent a woman over a chair and humiliated her by holding her hair, bending her over a chair.
Yeah, I know what he's charged with having done.
Does anybody remember that? No. What they do remember, though, is Kobe leading the Los Angeles Laker to its victory. And that is what people remember.
Well, I think personally, I think it's unfortunate people don't remember what Kobe Bryant did. I remember making a big deal out of it at the time and everybody telling me that I was crazy, big wow. Anyway, our number is 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-PHIL. Bobby and Steve Dooley on to talk about a Tiger Woods, and really, his achievements are so immense, his achievements are so historic, that there comes a point when it really doesn't matter what a man of great achievement does in his private life, because all eyes are on the great achievements. And we were just got done talking about Kobe Bryant and Roman Polanski. 877-876-PHIL. We'll be back here with Bobby and Steve Dooley on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Very weird.
Yeah, it's pretty interesting.
Phil Hendry.
You're not getting it at all.
I am getting it, and I'm talking off the air.
You don't understand. Let me tell you something about that comic.
All right, we can talk about. We were talking off the air. We're back with Bobby Dooley and Steve Dooley here. We're on the air now, Ms. Dooley. We can talk about it. And you brought up the name of Fatty Arbuckle, who was the famous comic in the 20s, who was convicted of raping and basically manslaughter, killing a girl in San Francisco. Do you find that excusable?
I do not find it. What I am saying is, do you understand that Fatty Arbuckle would have been as popular and as pivotal as Charlie Chaplin? America would have had its answer to Chaplin, but instead, Fatty Arbuckle is remembered for a party. Okay?
No, not a party. A party that in which a girl was killed when he raped her. Okay?
I understand that. How many times are you going to say that? That does not deny the brilliance of his work.
Well, I don't know Fatty Arbuckle's work, and I'm sort of happy that I don't, because, frankly, what he did makes me, sick. Here is Jerron in Tennessee. Jerron, you're on the Phil Hendry Show with Bobby and Steve Dooley. Go ahead, please.
Hey, thanks, Phil. I got a
question
for you, Bobby Boo. What do you have children?
You know something? You can talk to me with respect or not at all. You understand
okay.
What I mean?
Sorry, Bobby. Do you have children?
Do you want me to make fun of your name, which is a very unusual name?
Hey, I get that a lot, but can you answer my question? Do you have children?
All right. Well, let's start all over again. What do you want?
All right. Bobby, thank you for talking to me. Do you have children?
Yes, I do.
Now, if I was to be of some professional greatness and have scaled a great height of proportions
which,
that no one else has ever achieved, and
which is highly doubtful,
your children, am I excused for that? Am I excused because of what I've created?
Well, first of all, John, it's highly unlikely, having just spoken to you over the last 60 seconds, that you would ever achieve anything like that. So it's difficult for me to imagine that. But let's say, for instance, it was someone who is really famous.
Okay.
I would say the following thing. My children are taught not to get into those situations. So what you're bringing up is simply something that couldn't happen.
No. That's not fair.
Why isn't that fair?
The man asked you if, you know, it's a hypothetical.
It doesn't make any sense. My children would never be involved in a situation like that.
All right. Let's say my children, then. Let's say my children were raped and killed by some famous guy who happened to go crazy one weekend or whatever the hell it was, and he decides to take it out of my kids. What do you think?
I would say I would be there with you every step of the way, Phil. I would be at your home. I would be helping your family. I would do anything that I could. I would say I would feel very great sympathy.
No, what do you think of the famous person that would rape and otherwise brutalize my children? What do you think of that person? Do they still deserve our recognition?
I'm telling you that I would sit down with you while you were in despairing and explain to you why I would still admire that person. I know that you'd understand. And
you know that I would understand why?
Because at that moment, you would realize when I told you. See, right now, Phil, you don't have that emotional stake. My kids would never go out with that. I mean, the gentleman's question my children are not going to go out with Fatty Arbuckle. What does that mean? So they don't have to worry about being raped.
He wasn't talking about Fatty Arbuckle. He was saying any famous person. All right, we're going to be back with Bobby Dooley. Hold the line here. As she talks about man's achievements. Some men's achievements are so great that it doesn't matter what they do in their lives. And she includes in that group Tiger Woods, who she and her homeowners association plan on giving an award to this weekend. 877-876-PHIL. We'll be right back on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry.
They
call it that.
I guarantee you they don't.
Well, the point is, Phil, 71 PGA Tour wins.
All right, well, we're back with Bobby and Steve Dooley here on the Phil Hendry Show, 877-876-PHIL, as we talk about Tiger Woods and this award you're going to give him. This is a honorary congressional award. This was the award that this Joe Baca wanted to give, but apparently he's not going to give it. You guys are going to give it a congressional award. You're not the Congress.
It is honorary, Phil. It is not the actual award. It is honorary.
Yeah, it's an honorary award for Tiger Woods.
Yeah, Phil, you're missing the point. It's an award that really should be given to Tiger Woods, and I've given you the reason. We're talking about 71 PGA Tour wins. We're talking about this Jap Tour.
It's not called the Jap Tour. You know, that is considered to be an ethnic slur.
My information is that's what the golfers call it, okay?
I know, Mr. Henry, I'm sorry, but I know a lot of professional golfers, and they call it that.
Well, I don't care what they call it in the privacy of the locker room or when they're talking to each other. They're going to say whatever they're going to say on my show. We're not going to call it that.
Well, he won one of those events. And
all right, I know his credentials.
And so I am saying to you, and I am trying to get through to you, that there comes a point where you have to go, hello, oh my God, this man has transcended all of us. In what he's achieved, we don't hold these people to the same standard. My God.
I don't know if you can get it.
Well, maybe I don't get it, Ms. Dooley. To me, I've always believed we hold them to the same standard. That's the reason. Let's go to a phone call. Ellen, you're on the Phil Hendry Show with Bobby and Steve Dooley here. We're talking about Tiger Woods and his accomplishments as opposed to his private life. Go ahead, ma'am.
Well, I don't understand why she keeps trying to jam down all his accolades, as if America, this country, doesn't know about Tiger Woods' accolades and that he's a great golfer.
Well, did you?
You're talking to everybody like we're all complete idiots. And
did you know that he was number one on the money list?
I understand where you're coming from, and you think you could just sit people down and force it on them. And you keep saying, you're missing the point, you're missing the point. You've not made one point.
I tried to make the point. I made the point with Roman Polanski. Roman Polanski.
Why are you talking about him?
Because he has made great films.
Yeah,
and he's been persecuted.
You sound like you need professional help, and that you. If anyone was to.
You're not making an argument. You're making an insult. You're not making an argument. You're making an insult. Yes, you are.
Excuse me, the prior caller.
Hold on.
One question: if you had children, and you insulted him.
He started out by calling me Bobby Boo. That's the wrong foot to get off on with me. Does anybody call you a nickname that you don't know? I don't think so. So let's talk about. Do you have children?
I want to understand you on this program.
You have not made
a point to help us understand where you're coming from.
Bobby, let me ask this question. Bobby, will you say that you brought up Roman Polanski. Okay, he's made great movies.
And I'll bet you anything that this woman has gone to see a Roman Polanski movie, even as he has been a fugitive from justice for child molestation.
Wrong.
Thank you. Oh, right. Are you telling me you've never seen a Roman Polanski film?
I probably have not.
That's not
a
no. That's not a no. It's unfair to judge a celebrity.
You have to name one. I don't even know who this is.
Rosemary's Baby. Rosemary's Baby.
All these people.
Rosemary's Baby. Rosemary's Baby. Do you, Rosemary's Baby? You've never seen that?
I have not seen Rosemary's Baby.
What a lying...
Hey.
I'm not a liar.
Watch it.
I'm not a liar.
Watch it. Hey!
I've got it.
I don't know who they are.
Tell that husband of yours to watch his mouth, okay?
The Pianist, Chinatown, The Ninth Gate. You've never seen these films. I think it's really dishonest of you to sit there and tell me that you haven't.
All right, let's just go on the assumption the lady hasn't seen those movies. What is your point?
I know of the
point
Pianist,
is,
but I've not seen the other two movies.
Bobby, what is your point then?
The point is this: that this man has given us so much joy that it no longer matters what they do in their private life.
That it doesn't. How can all that overshadow when someone does something?
Why do you care? Why do you care that it does? Why do you care that it does? I mean, I don't get you at all. Wow.
You're asking.
What's not to get? The fact is,
you're the one that's got the problem. You're the one that's got.
I don't have a problem.
You got a problem with Tiger Woods or Tiger Polanski, or I mean Tiger Roman.
I think you're Woods. I think that you're on something.
What's really interesting? You haven't made a point.
I have made a point.
And you've called me crazy.
I didn't even want to go on the air if you really need to.
What is
know
your
the
point?
Truth.
Well, then why do we have you on the air? Wait. Why do we have you on the air? I don't understand that.
This woman is. You've violated the law by going on the air then when
no,
you weren't
I'm
supposed
not,
to.
No,
no she hasn't.
I have
no,
not.
No, she hasn't.
I was trying to explain that listening to you, you have not made your point. And you can't just...
How many different times do you want me to say this?
I could take you down if your child was murdered or raped. I could
exactly,
make you
exactly.
Better. And then
let's say that your children...
You could never...
Let's say your daughter was raped by Roman Polanski. I would feel horrible. I would go to your home. I would console you.
I think
I would console you.
With you.
You know, you want me to make a point, but you don't. You won't shut your southern.
Listening.
Oh boy.
I am trying to understand
you know,
where you're coming
from. Would you shut your bean town? Would you shut
children.
That bean town pie hole, please?
Oh, Ms. Dooley, you don't need to start getting into the insults here.
This woman hasn't shut that bean hole of hers.
All right. No, I'm talking to Bobby, Ellen, and the fact is that, Bobby, whatever point it is you're trying to make, you haven't made, the lady's trying to say. You're saying, okay, hold on for a minute, Ellen.
Yeah.
You're saying that...
You see how Ellen won't even shut up? You even have to tell her to shut up.
I'm not telling her to shut up, no. I'm saying that you, Bobby, are saying that it is unfair to judge a celebrity by what they do in their private lives because they contribute way too much to society on screen or on the field and that they're different from us.
Yes. That has been the point that I have been making all along, but this lady from Beantown wouldn't zip the bean hole long enough to let me say it.
I won't shut my pie hole, did she say, long enough?
I said bean hole. It was a play on words. Bean, as in Beantown?
Well, I have
Bobby,
to try to understand your point, but you've not made a point. From what I've been listening
well,
to.
Well, just because you say that, then at some point I have to say the fact. You must be stupid. Because I've made the point a dozen times.
Oh, okay.
So you must be really dumb. Yeah, uh-huh.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well,
yeah.
I just left the hospital where I work. I don't think my co-working nurses think that I'm stupid.
Well,
I mean,
your
I can't believe that
well,
you called
I don't
me
know.
Insulting. And you
can you tell
me multiple times?
Yes, exactly.
I
you've insulted me. And by the way, how much intelligence does it
take?
Oh yes, you have. You said you said I'm on drugs. You said I'm on drugs.
You're somebody that's under
yeah,
the influence.
That's an insult. And just because you rinse out bedpans doesn't mean that you're a pharmacologist.
I don't rinse out bedpans. I never.
3 points. 3 points. 3 points from the edge of the circle. Oh, that's great.
All right, now we're getting into a childish give and take here about who's scoring the best points. It's ridiculous.
No,
she's a nurse.
No. Well, I scored a three-pointer from the arc. Are you kidding me when you said that you were a nurse and I said that you clean out bedpans and you went, you don't get that?
Okay, good for you, Bobby. That's what you did. All right, Ellen, thank you so much for your call. 877-876-PHIL. Are you hearing what the people are saying? They're saying that no matter what, if someone does something so egregious, it has to affect our view of them.
And I am saying these people are so far above us, how can we judge them? God.
You listen to what my wife's saying, Mr. Henry?
I'm listening to what your wife is saying. So in other words, they're so high above us, Roman Polanski, Tiger Woods, who else?
Richard Nixon. You know who he was, right? He was the president of the United States. They said he was a liar. They said he was a lawbreaker. And yet today, he is revered as one of the great foreign policy statesmen of our times. Richard Milhouse Nixon. Are we going to forget all of the wonderful things he did because of something else? No. Let's talk a little bit now about Michael Vick. A great football player. A dog died. Big whoop.
And big whoop? There's people that love animals. I happen to be one of them, you know, and what he did to those animals, I couldn't care less whether the guy threw 50 touchdown passes in a season. Melissa, you're on the Phil Hendry Show with Bobby and Steve Dooley. Go ahead.
Hi.
Well, I think you're lying, Mr. Hendry.
You think I'm lying about Michael Vick?
Yes.
I'm telling you right now, if Michael Vick threw 50 touchdown passes a year, I could not care.
You're lying.
Okay, fine. I'm lying. Go ahead, Melissa.
Okay, I was just kind of misunderstanding why you're comparing Tiger Woods and Roman Polanski. I believe what's going on with Tiger Woods is like a personal issue between him and his wife, and I personally
And the same thing with Roman Polanski. It was private between him and the 13-year-old.
Right,
what?
Yeah, that's kind of disgusting. I mean, I think there's a big difference between what
don't you think
doing
it's
doing and...
Don't you think it's private?
You know, this lady's making a good point. Thank you, Melissa.
Now,
what Tiger Woods is doing is not illegal.
You're going to rape a child, a 13-year-old drugger and raper? No,
I understand that, but don't you think it's between those two people?
No, it's not. She's a minor.
No. Uh-uh. I do not.
All right.
As a parent, Phil,
no. Do you know who Phil Spector was?
Yeah, this is a good one,
yeah.
Phil Spector.
Phil Spector created the Wall of Sound. We wouldn't have Tina Turner today. We wouldn't have, you know, Do-Do Run Run and all of that music. He shot a woman in the foyer of his home. So now I'm supposed to take all my Phil Spector records and throw them down a well. Well, this isn't 17th century Salem.
But I don't understand how you can compare
They broke the law.
Yeah.
That's exactly what I'm saying. Those men, you respect, even though they broke the law. Tiger didn't break the law, but you don't respect him.
Well.
Tiger?
Yeah, gotcha.
Store it again.
Between him and his wife. I mean.
Well, all right. Maybe Melissa is not. Melissa, you're taking Tiger's side, right? You feel that they're making a big deal out of nothing? Is that it?
Well, then she agrees.
I really don't care.
Okay.
Well, then you agree with what I'm saying. I'm saying that Tiger Woods, let's say that he transmitted AIDS to one of these women, which God forbid he would ever do. I still think he's entitled to our respect and our admiration. That's all I'm saying.
Not on a moral level, no.
Hello?
No.
You're very young, and you haven't seen a lot of the world that I've seen. There may come a day in your life, Melissa, where you will thank God that a man's even spending 5 minutes with
you. I think there's a lot of the world haven't seen, and you need to get out there and maybe experience.
There's
going to
be a time in
your life
where you'll drop to your knees and thank God that a man's buying you a beer. And those are the times that you'll remember. Absolutely. And so these 11 women are, in a lot of ways, they're blessed. In a lot of ways, they're cursed because they're white. He's black. You know the prejudice in our society.
What are we talking about now?
Yeah, I'm confused.
I was telling her about Phil Spector and how
Phil Spector took a gun, shot a woman through the head. Okay, your point is?
Whatever.
Not whatever. Phil Spector took a gun, shot a woman through the head. It ain't whatever. So what's your opinion of that?
My opinion of that is that I feel bad for Phil. And
you know, when I brought up O.J. Simpson, you said you felt bad for O.J. You feel bad for Michael Vick. What about the people that they shot or that they killed?
Michael Vick didn't kill a people. It was a dog.
You don't get me a dog and a human?
Yes, I know, and I didn't bring... I'm saying, what about the act?
What about the act, Phil? People die. Do you remember 9/11? And everyone's saying 3,000 people. Do you know that more people die on the highways every day?
Oh, you know what? You're going to drive me nuts with this babbling about more people die on the highways. Bobby and Steve Dooley with us. Our number 877-876-PHIL. As we talk about Tiger Woods, and it doesn't matter what he did, it doesn't matter what he might do, it doesn't matter what crime he committed, it doesn't matter what despicable act anyone commits, if they are famous enough and they have achieved so many things, they just, they're in a different category from us. They don't, we're judged differently from them. When we come back, I'll ask Bobby if she thinks that we should invent an entire new legal code for famous people. 877-876-PHIL. World famous Phil Henry Show.
Phil Henry.
I got you so good with that.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did. Yes, I did.
You got you, Mr. Henry. Who did Michael Vick kill?
World famous Phil Henry Show.
877-876-PHIL. Welcome back here to the world famous and groundbreaking Phil Henry Show. Bobby and Steve Dooley have joined us to talk about the Tiger Woods episode, the affair as it continues now, and the discussion here on this congressional honorary Congressional Medal of Honor that you're going to give him because you feel that he just transcends the rest of us.
Well, you know, Phil, you put it in a way that really mocks the rest of us. I'm not trying to mock us. I'm trying to say that Tiger Woods, let me say it again, and I would really appreciate it if you wouldn't interrupt me, because this is so important. PGA Tour career summary.
Oh, come on, Bobby. I can...
No, excuse me. He won, I don't know how many majors. He was the number one money earner. I've got all these things here.
Well, you're confusing my wife.
The point is, Phil, the day you go out and win two majors in a row, then we'll talk about some of the filth, quote-unquote, that you've been digging into.
Well, I'm happy to tell you that I haven't been digging into any, so you won't have to do any investigation, okay?
Well, we'll let the Times decide that. Thank you.
No, you don't need to do that. I haven't been involved in any of that. 877-876-PHIL. Here is Jackie in Tucson. Jackie, you're on the Phil Henry Show with Bobby and Steve Dooley.
We'll let the Times decide that.
Yes, ma'am.
I need to address this nurse. As a nurse...
I'm not a nurse.
You said that you were a nurse earlier.
No, the last caller was a nurse.
What is your profession then, ma'am?
I'm a homemaker and a mother.
You're a homemaker and a mother. Okay, you are a disgrace to mothers everywhere then, because you're saying that Tiger Woods...
Oh, I see. And are you qualified to speak on motherhood?
I'm a teacher. I'm a certified teacher.
Do you have children? Do you have children?
Yes, I do.
Children?
Yes, I do. I am a mother.
Well,
a proud
you're
mother.
Also a teacher.
A
you're a
child.
Teacher and a mother.
Please
so do you have time for your children?
Let the woman say what she wants to say, please.
Please let me
go
make
ahead.
My comment.
Go ahead, Jackie.
You are very, very sick in the head. You are excusing this man's behavior for involving himself with at least 11 women while he's married. And it's only 11 that have come forward. I guarantee you.
Did it hurt you? Did it hurt you? Did it hurt you? No.
Please let me finish.
It didn't hurt you. It didn't hurt you.
Let the woman finish. Bobby, you're very rude jumping in like that. Let her finish.
Well, she's saying nonsensical things.
My name is Jacqueline. Thank you.
Just because she's a teacher.
I can't. Phil, you see what you're dealing with.
Bobby, hold on. No, Jackie, go ahead. I'm going to put her on hold. Go ahead.
Okay. When the callers address...
I broke off the hold.
A 13-year-old has no legal right to consent to sexual activity with anyone.
Mm-hmm.
A 13-year-old child is raped by Roman Polanski, and you're saying as a 50-year-old she needs to let it go?
Mm-hmm.
You
mm-hmm.
are sick.
Mm-hmm.
You are absolutely sick. Child rape carries on a horrible legacy.
Yes.
And you don't know that because you've never experienced it.
Yes.
And you need to
well, how do you know?
Shut up.
How do you know?
No, not up. Because I'm a child advocate since 1991.
Well, how do you know what my life has been? What do you know about my life? What do you know what I've been through?
Excuse you? I haven't been in court in Nebraska, Texas, California,
what do you know about
Arizona.
No, but you said I haven't been through this. How do you know what I've been through?
You know what you are speaking of, ma'am. And you need to not
Well, I can tell you this.
Because when I find
agree
out
with
where
you.
You're giving this
I agree
award,
with you. I agree with you, except in the case of Tiger Woods.
The place that you live in, I will write to your governor. I will write to your attorney general's office, and you will be investigated for your promulgation of illicit and illegal activity.
They're going to take your litter and throw it in the garbage can.
you're married to probably a pedophile. I'll bet you anything you're married to
they'll
one.
They'll probably throw your letter in the garbage. The governor is going to throw your letter in the garbage.
Because you're married to a pedophile. You should just admit it and hang up.
Well, so are you. So are you.
I'm sorry?
What difference does it make?
Who am I married to?
So are, yeah. Isn't his name Pete File?
Who am I married to?
I'm joking.
So
who are you married to? What are you married to?
It's none of your business.
Oh. Well, so he has a long criminal history.
I have a criminal history. Clearance, ma'am.
Right.
A Department of Justice clearance, a 10-point roll, and a DPS card in the state of Texas, and lifetime certification.
Mm-hmm.
So you know not what you are speaking of, and you need to quit and hang up now.
You have a BFD? What did she say?
I'm sorry, a BFD? Are you making fun of me? I have a BFD?
No, you said you have a BFD in something.
No, I said I have a Bachelor of Science in Education, and I'm a child advocate.
No, you didn't. No, you said you had a BFD.
I have a Department of Justice clearance on my
computer. Phil Hendry.
Uh-huh.
Visit us online at talkradionetwork.com.